The management of the Ghana Airports Company Limited has introduced measures to prevent people who have no business at the cargo village from entering the security zone. The measures are also meant to monitor miscreants who would attempt to smuggle narcotic drugs through the area. The commercial manager, John Okwisie Afa, who dropped this hint to Radio Ghana, said the new measures will go a long way to protect the village.
Over the years, we have observed that the Kotoka International Airport, which happens to be the only airport we have in this country, we come to the passenger handling side of the airport. We do not have any encounter. But when it comes to the cargo area has a lot of challenges. We're talking of safety and security here. What we realized was that we are walking around the area, people who do not have any business doing in the cargo area just coming to be as middlemen for other activities there. And most of we have instances where we have people very close to the port and very close to the cargo area. We realized that this was going to be a security issue. So the management of this company thought it wise that we have to look at a scheme that will put some kind of punishment in that area. You would also bear with me that over the years, we hear of instances of some drugs being held in the airport. And since it's a cargo area, normally that is where we'll have drugs being tunneled through. So we said we are going to devise a means to ensure that only those who have business doing in the cargo area will have to pay. For that reason, we went to Tema Court and then learned from them and also observed exactly what happened.
Mr. Afa also explained efforts to exempt officials who come to Aviance for official business other than commercial transactions.
What you need to understand that we are in partnership with Aviance. We have a kind of agreement with Aviance. What we did was that we indicated to each and every person there that insofar as can be properly identified in the cargo area. So if, for instance, you are a staff of Aviance and you pass through the entrance and you have an ID which shows that you are a worker of Aviance, you are allowed in without any charge. If you are a worker and you are a freight forwarder and you are able to show that you are a freight forwarder, you are allowed in without any charge. The system we put in place was just not for straight anyone. We have now gone ahead to take pictures of each and every operator in the cargo area. The idea is to standardize the ID card system over there. So what we have done, and personally, I personally have to meet IBM management and had a discussion with them.
What have you done with the press? Those who want to go in there and do official inquiries or do interviews or chase stories, when they go there, they are subjected to this payment. Meanwhile, most of them are not aware. What are you doing about that?
I am not aware of any press going there and who has been frustrated or any kind. I would urge if it is an official work you're going to do, then what is important, just leave with that. We have the way of entertaining whoever is entering there, and we want to ensure that whoever wants to do official work is not frustrated. For instance, we were here when the AMA came and they said they have an official visa from there. We just allow them, and we are not just visiting. I just want you to understand that what we are doing is not because of money, and it is purely because of safe and security.
But you are collecting money.
That is another form of trying to make sure that the right people will enter. Because, of course, if it is money we are looking out for, we have instances where people have to just buy the ticket for just one time and use it several times in and out without any restriction. You see, so the point is that we are looking at the monetary aspect. We are just looking at the safety aspect of it. We are also, in some course, rehabilitating the entrance of the cargo area. We are putting kind of pavement all around the place, putting bitumen on the car. All these things cost some money, and we are trying to be more comfortable there.
Commercial manager of the Ghana Airport Company Limited, John Okwisie Afa, talking to George Ankra. Reacting to the measures, the airside manager of Aviance Ghana, Alex Yaboa, said the Ghana Airport Company Limited has oversight responsibility for the cargo village. Therefore, as the landlord, it is in order that they have a stake in the security of the cargo village. He spoke to George Ankra.
We as Avians are tenants at the cargo terminal, and the main operators of the airport, I mean GACL and the GCA, these are the regulatory institutions that oversee our operations. And therefore, the whole security, ensuring that the airport is secure, including the cargo terminal, actually falls into the purview of the Ghana Airports Company Limited. And indeed, we have had challenges with all people coming in the name of being agents who actually do not have offices. And considering the fact that we work in a very high security environment that requires a lot of restriction on movement and making sure that we profile people and know that those we work with are the right guys, they also have a serious stake in ensuring that we work in a very safe environment. And I think that actually dictated that decision to ensure that we check movement of people in and out, and to ensure that if we don't have anything doing at the cargo terminal, you won't come and pay two Ghana cedis and come in. Unless, of course, you really want to come in. It also enables us to have a good profile of those who come in and go out. So I think it's in order.
How about those who are coming to management to do business that has nothing to do with commercial transaction? Why would they don't be exempted?
That's been a challenge, but that's just the beginning of the whole process, and we're working out something. For now, those regular ones that come in, GACL has given us the permission to issue them with Avian's ID card that they will show at the gate and be permitted in. And those who are also coming in like you, if you give us a prior information, we can come to the gate and escort you in. I think gradually we will look at the gray areas and then set the parameters right. We're still in discussion with Mr. Kwesi, and then we are doing everything to make it as smooth and as faultless as possible. So we just began, and just let us give you the trial. It all is in the name of securing the airport for you and for me and for everyone in Ghana and for our travelers as well. These days, terrorism is not written in the face of anybody, but a good security procedures will assist us to make sure that our airport, for that matter, the cargo terminal, is very safe for everyone to use.
You hear the airside manager of Avians Ghana, Alexia Bua.